Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, December 17, 2021 is Hunky Dory. Hunky Dory is the fourth studio album by English musician David Bowie, released on December 17, 1971 by RCA Records. Following the release of his 1970 album, The Man Who Sold the World, Bowie took time off from recording and touring. He settled down to write new songs, composing on piano rather than guitars on earlier tracks. Following a tour of the United States, Bowie assembled a new backing band consisting of guitarist Mick Ronson, bassist Trevor Boulder and drummer Mick Woodmansey, and began to record a new album in mid-1971 at Trident Studios in London. Future Yes member Rick Wakeman contributed on piano. Bowie co-produced the album with Ken Scott, who had engineered Bowie's previous two records. Compared to the guitar-driven hard rock sound of The Man Who Sold the World, Bowie opted for a warmer, more melodic piano-based pop rock and art pop style on Hunky Dory. His lyrical concerns on the record range from the compulsive nature of artistic reinvention on changes, to occultism and Nietzschean philosophy on Oh, You Pretty Things in Quicksand. Several songs make cultural and literary references. He was also inspired by a stateside tour to write songs dedicated to three American icons, Andy Warhol, Bob Dylan, and Lou Reed. The song Kooks was dedicated to Bowie's newborn son Duncan. The album's cover artwork, photographed in monochrome and subsequently recolored, features Bowie in a pose inspired by actresses of the Hollywood Golden Age. Upon release, Hunky Dory and its lead single Changes received little promotion from RCA, who were wary that Bowie would transform his image shortly. Thus, despite very positive reviews from the British and American music press, the album initially sold poorly and failed to chart. It was only after the commercial breakthrough of Bowie's 1972 follow-up album The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars that Hunky Dory itself became a commercial success, peaking at number 3 on the UK albums chart. Retrospectively, Hunky Dory has been critically acclaimed as one of Bowie's best works, and features on several lists of the greatest albums of all time. Within the context of his career, it is considered to be the album where Bowie starts to become Bowie, definitively discovering his voice and style. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:05 UTC on Friday, December 17, 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Hunky Dory. This podcast is produced by Odd Bulls May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTGPod on Twitter. Odd Bulls May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kevin Nurl. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.